After a lifetime of researching the dynamic and enigmatic world of light entertainment, I've decided to ditch my notebook and meet the people who inspire me. What makes them the people they are? How do they feel about the show business landscape in which they find themselves? And in a world where anyone can be a star, is there still a need for performers who have universal appeal? Come with me on a journey of discovery as I get a unique insight into Britain's favourite stars with a little help from my glamorous assistants. Yeah, well, I say glamorous, more like hazardous. And of course, we'll have a bit of fun along the way.
The art of local radio remains somewhat of an enigma in a fast-paced world of British media. Yet all over the UK, highly talented broadcasters, musicians and journalists are put to work providing light conversation and entertainment to complement the listener's day. Broadcaster and musician Glyn Taylor is amongst a category to make a local radio into an art form, and his weekday afternoon show gets the whole Isle of Wight talking. So I caught up with Glyn to talk music, radio and rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Glyn Taylor.
Okay, you're currently running your own entertainment company in amongst your regular slot at Isle of Wight Radio, along with being a successful band and looking after family, including grandchildren. How do you fit this all in?
Very good question. I often ask that myself pretty much on a daily basis. It's just something that you do. I just get on and do it. I've always been busy, so things just come along and add themselves to other things. I'm currently in negotiations of taking over another business as well. So time is precious. I love spending time with my grandchildren. They are the apples of my eye, all four of them. So trying to balance that with a work life and a regular show on the radio isn't easy, but I have no answer to it apart from you just get on and do it. It's really all I do. It's just the way that I've always done it. So you try and balance it. My wife probably doesn't agree with me. She probably thinks I work far too much than I do with the family, but it's just one of those things that you just get on and do. I like money. So you work hard.
What's
and play hard.
What's the other business?
I can't divulge that at the moment, but it is to do with entertainment in a roundabout way.
Okay, in your opinion, how important is local music to shaping a community?
Local music is massively important. When I was playing in bands in the 80s, 90s, it was all about heavy metal bands, and there were a few sort of blues bands around, but there wasn't many what I would call modern bands at that time. And then I went out of the music scene for about 10, maybe 12, 13 years. When I came back into it, with the technologies and things that you've got these days, it's so much easier for a band to record an album, record a track, video, however they want to do it, because you can basically do it in your own bedroom, or you can set up in your lounge here sort of thing and do it. So I think with regards to local music, especially here on the island, I would say we have more local music per square mile than anywhere else in the country and probably the world. And the thing that irritates me massively is that local music, as in original music, is not well supported here on the Isle of Wight. People will go out and dance to a covers band, like Blonde Bombshell, but they won't go and listen to music that they don't know. And I find that really, really frustrating. But it is massively important for the local community to have these bands keep coming through, because they are the next generation of pop stars, rock stars, whatever you want to call it. And I'm a huge believer in local music and original music, so much so that on the 31st of March this year, we're putting on a live and local down at the Anchoring Cows.
Perfect. You've probably got one of the most popular time slots in radio, 2 till 6, in a very crowded market, competing with the likes of Scott Mills on Radio 1, Steve Wright on Radio 2, and Radcliffe and McConey on 6 Music. How do you hook your listeners in?
Great questions these, Josh. Very good questions. I think Isle of Wight Radio is unique in the fact that it is Isle of Wight radio. If you took our model of radio and put it even in Southampton or Portsmouth, it wouldn't work as well as what it does here on the island. And the reason being is it's local radio that is for the local people. And because we're an island, people tend to want to listen to local music. Our latest figures stands us head and shoulders above any other radio station out there that's achievable on terrestrial radio. Way above Radio 2, way above Wave, Radio 1 and Heart, and I don't even come anywhere near Isle of Wight Radio for listening figures. Back to the question that in hand with regards to, well, what do? I'd be myself. I've tried to be somebody that I'm not when I'm doing it, and it doesn't work. But I am myself, and it's a very strange scenario when you're talking into a microphone like I'm talking now to you guys, but I've got you looking at me and you can interject at any time, whereas when you're doing the radio, you haven't got that. So I talk about myself, I talk about the bands, I talk about my grandchildren. I can go into Sainsbury's on a Saturday morning and people come up and say, "How's Charlie?" And I'm like, who are you? And you forget who you are and that you're talking to people, because people, especially on the island, think of it as their radio station. So to a certain degree, I guess you're their property. But it's more the fact of keeping it local, keeping it interesting, keeping it amusing and entertaining. That's what it's all about. And playing the right music as well. Because you know what it's like. You drive along in the car, and if you don't like a song, you'll put another radio station on. And until you don't like a song or what someone's talking about or an advert or whatever on that radio station, you won't go back to where you were. Until there's a tailback of traffic and you want to know where that is, so you go back to Isle of Wight Radio. So it's many, many things all put into one, and I think mainly is that you don't think about it too much. You just get on and do it.
Nice. I suppose in terms of features, to an extent you're relying on what proves successful and engaging for your listeners instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. Why do you like the Rewind? Why do you think the Rewind proves so popular?
Right. Again, great question. With radio, you're never going to reinvent the wheel. It's always about churning out things, like you say, that make people listen. And if you talk to anybody that, literally anybody, and you say, if you listen to that song, what memories does that bring back? And that's why the Rewind works. Six songs, 1 year, six songs from that year. I sit there when I'm doing it and I get really excited. This afternoon's Rewind taking me back to 1985. It was a year I left school. It was a year I joined the army. It was a year I became an adult and I got out there. And that will take me back, right back to Abergavenny in Wales when I was first based there at 16 years old, away from my mum and dad, thinking, what the hell have I done? But it brings back memories, and that's why the Rewind works, because it just brings back great memories. And I think you'll hear me say whenever I say it, taking you back in time, bringing you back some great memories, hopefully, whatever. But it's not just about good memories, it's bad memories as well. You know, it just takes people back, and that's why the Rewind works.
Okay, apart from being a radio presenter, you've experienced life on the other side of the mic as a drummer in the Isle of Wight's very own Blonde Bombshell. How did this come about?
Well, now there's a question. I've played drums pretty much, but I mentioned the army just now. I went in the army as a bandsman, but at that point, not as a drummer, I played trombone. So I've played in various different bands, marching bands, wind bands, blah, 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 right up till I was about 18, 19 in the army. I took my trade as a musician, came out of the army, and didn't touch a musical instrument for about 8 years because I just didn't want to know. And then I got back into playing again. Then I fell in love. Well, I'll use that term loosely because she's ex. But I then worked across on the North Island for 10 years and I didn't have time. I was getting back late on a Friday night, didn't have time to do it. So when I started at a radio station 10 years ago, my love for music came back. My love for playing came back. I was obviously talking to different bands and such like, and I started playing again. Much to my annoyance that I thought, 10 years out of it, what's the worst that can happen? I'll still be able to play. And I could play, but I couldn't do the things that I used to do. So playing in a couple of different bands and depping for musicians, Woody came to me and said, we're going to set this band up. In fact, the band's name and gigs were actually in place before the band was put together. And we sat, we got Nathan Dove on bass, Woody on guitar, myself on drums, and we sat in the courtyard of the Anchor and said, right, what do we want to do? So we came up with how we wanted to do it. We wanted to be completely different to other bands. We wanted to play different music to other bands. If we did play a song that was really popular, we wanted to do it in our way. And that's where Blonde Bombshell came about. It was literally a conversation over a couple of beers in the Anchor's garden. Woody got shit-faced that night, but it all came about doing that. And we said we set up and have a practice and see if it worked with three of us. And I think the proof's in the pudding. It does work with three of us, and that's the way that we love it, and that's the way that we'll continue to do it, without shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, great band. Great band.
Thank you.
What's the thrill of local radio, and how is it still relevant to the 21st century Britain?
Well, thrill of local radio is that you can talk about York Avenue in East Cowes, Victoria Road in Cowes, and people go, oh, I live there, I'll listen. You're making it and keeping it really, really local. You're mentioning road names, you're mentioning people. If you listen to national radio, yes, they'll say Birmingham or London or North London or the Isle of Wight. It's not local. We keep everything local. And the reason it still works, touching back on what I said earlier, is that it's the Isle of Wight. And I'm sure if we were having this conversation and we lived on the Isle of Man, it would be exactly the same conversation. Because it's an island, it works. It gets lost in Portsmouth, it gets lost in Southampton, even Bournemouth, wherever. But because it's the island, local radio works.
Do you ever see yourself pursuing your career in broadcasting, maybe to a national level?
I'm nowhere near good enough for anything like that. I like what I do. I thoroughly enjoy what I do. I do it, I'm not going to say as a hobby. I do obviously get recompense for working, but it's not my living as such. So it's not something that I would be looking to become the next Chris Evans or whoever. I just enjoy what I do, and long may it continue. And I'm too old to go and start doing all that.
That's fair enough. It's a common theme which echoes through time. Nearly every teenage boy wants to either play professional football or join a band. Have you always wanted to be in music?
Always. I remember having a conversation with my careers advisor when I was at Cowes High School, which it was then, back in 1984, whatever, and they invite your parents in and they give you four choices, I think it was. And the top choice was, I wanted to be a professional drummer in a rock band. My dad turned around in that interview and said, don't be so stupid. Why have you put that? That's very childish. Blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I'm 15. Anyway, that was, I've always wanted to do it. Always wanted to do it. I think the thing with me is I might not be the best at anything, but I'll give it a go and I do a good job, if that makes sense. But yeah, I mean, if I had my time again, I probably would have put more emphasis into the music. And yeah, maybe you've given it a go to become professional drummer or whatever. So, yeah. No, always wanted to be a rock star. Never wanted to be a footballer. Definitely not.
Not everyone's cup of tea, is it?
No. I think. Although the money would be nice.
Exactly. On the subject of age, I see a lot of local bands in their late teens and early 20s. Who are looking to break through and perhaps don't always consider desires of local audience. Do you think this is the secret of the Blonde Bombshell success?
I think Blonde Bombshell success is down to the way that we play, the way that we interact with a crowd, the way that we entertain. It's a bit like, I've used this analogy before. It's a bit like Robbie Williams. He's not the best singer, but he's a great entertainer. We're not the best band, but we're great entertainers, and people enjoy what we do. The teen market bands are great musically. They're probably phenomenal, but they haven't got the stage presence, and that is what matters. And we've proved that time after time, whether it be the back bar of the Anchor to a couple of hundred people, or you're doing a wedding for 50 people. as long as you interact with the crowd like it, they forgive you for playing a couple of bum notes or whatever, but it's all about the full package. And, you know, I'm not taking anything away from any young bands, but they haven't got that stagecraft because they're not old enough to understand that stagecraft, if that makes sense. So I would say the reason Blonde Bombshell has done so well was because style of music we play, the way we play it, but just as important as the music is the stage banter.
And last but not least, but what's next for Glenn Taylor?
Oh, see, now there's a question. Well, hopefully I'm done with grandchildren. I don't want any more. Four is enough. I've been happily married now for nearly 11 years. And I am honest when I say happily married for 11 years. Businesses are going okay. The businesses are always something that I concentrate on a lot because I don't rest on my laurels. I'm always looking to improve things and looking to the point where you never know what's around the corner, especially with the economic climate the way that it is. So I'm always putting fingers in different pies. I've got another business venture that I can't tell you what it is at the moment because it's not signed, sealed and delivered, but it will be in the next 10 days, which is very exciting. Hopefully I'm going to continue with the radio. As long as my listener figures keep being the way that they are, they won't kick me off, and keep playing in the band for as long as my arms and my body allow me to play.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No worries, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you very much to our guests for being the subject to another Beyond the Title interview. If you like this, why not browse the website and see if there's anything that takes your fancy. Don't forget to like our Facebook page to receive updates on forthcoming interviews and to see more information about me and what I do. Thanks again, and hopefully see you next time for another Beyond the Title interview.